verse 80. And speaking of who would become John the Baptist, the Scripture says the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day he appeared publicly to Israel. Now, it's interesting, just as a side note, in the second chapter of Luke, Luke talks about Jesus, and you'll notice the same experience in Jesus' life, that faith is formative. Even though Jesus was the Son of God, he wasn't born full of faith. Let's look at verse 52 of the second chapter. 52 of the second chapter. It's the last verse in the second chapter. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. In a way, it's almost word for word in regards to John the Baptist as well. So he grew in his relationship, Jesus did, grew in his relationship with God and his relationship with people. We learn, you see, by seeing. We learn by seeing. We learn by observation. In today's society, many times we are so quick to call the abuse hotline, whether it's abuse or neglect or whatever it is. And now, I'm not making excuses for people in the least sense, but sometimes we have to realize that parents are doing the best that they know how. Parents are doing the best with the tools that they have. Maybe they are raising their kids exactly the same way that they were raised. In today's society, with the media and everything, you would think we would go beyond that and we would know better than that. But there are many that maybe aren't touched by the media. But they possibly simply need to be educated. Maybe the church needs to show them what it means to really love someone. To really love someone isn't the back of a hand. To really love someone is to nurture and to grow and to build that person up, like I said earlier, right? And maybe it's the church's job in those people's lives. Maybe, and by the way, who's the church? Is it First United Methodist Church or is it the people? So in other words, I'm not talking about Sunday morning, am I? Although it's nice when we treat each other nice on Sunday morning, right? What am I talking about? 24/7, wherever you are, whatever you do. Oh, sorry. What musical is that? But anyway, just a little bit of how my brain works. So, anyway, maybe that is our job. Maybe that's one of our jobs, to educate people in what true love is about. The love that God teaches. Paul's so embarrassed he left. One of the most important parenting concepts we find in verse 67 of chapter 1. And here is our first responsibility as a community of faith with our kids. So Luke chapter 1, verse 67. This is talking about John the Baptist's father. Then his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy. You see, the next few verses contain the prophecy that Zechariah spoke about his son. Prophecy is an ancient biblical term that means to paint a picture, loosely translated. To paint a picture. As parents, it's easy to get caught up in the details of life, isn't it? It's easy to get caught up in managing the moment, isn't it? Can I get any affirmation on that? At least it is in our house. You can sometimes go from crisis to crisis, right? So much so that you forget, or at least I do, the overall vision of the child or the children in your house. Sometimes it's enough just trying to run kids everywhere they need to be, but our basic responsibility as parents is not to manage the moment. It is to paint God's picture of a promising future in their lives. To paint God's picture of a promising future in their lives. Our kids are like a canvas, folks. A canvas. And God uses parents. God uses grandparents. God uses aunts and uncles and the church community to paint a picture of promise on that kid's life.